In the following homily, Father Hardin speaks on the subject, childlikeness.
On several dramatic occasions, Christ had children brought to him that he might bless them, embrace them, and identify them as models for his followers to imitate. Clearly, when Christ identified children as the patterns that we are somehow to pattern our lives on, if we are going to be his disciples, and even as he tells us, if we're going to be saved, he could not have meant that we are somehow to return to our early childish years. He was not extolling their immaturity, and least of all was he describing children who have been spoiled. He was identifying, as the scriptures have over the centuries identified, certain qualities of childlikeness that should be for us the paradigm to imitate. There are, I think, in biblical language, especially three such qualities. They can be variously named, but they may be called openness, docility, and being available to wonder. Children, we know, can sometimes be embarrassingly sincere. How many parents, my own mother, how many times, after the visitors left, she told me, "Whatever possessed you to say that?" Children tend to tell all. One reason, I suppose, why it has been customary for children to be seen and not heard, because when they talk, you never know what they're going to say. The least when I, as I do on occasion, eat out with a family, children telling everybody, me especially, we don't usually have tablecloth. Or we never have cream, except today. First thing, openness. How this kind of openness in our dealings, first of all, with one another, is such a precious virtue to cultivate. I suppose over the years, we have been so often hurt by being open that we tend to remain closed. But openness, especially with God, how God loves us when we are totally honest with Him. Use language perhaps we've used with no one else, telling what we think of so and so, be sure the doors are closed. It's remarkable as we read the Psalms how frank the psalmist is in telling God what he is, what he thinks of his friends and of his enemies. First then, openness with others and total sincerity with God. Another feature of childhood as identified by Jesus for us to imitate is docility. You might say it comes natural to a child to be docile, because docility means, to coin a word, vulnerability. Unless God had given this instinct to a child to learn, none of us would ever have been taught. Children easily, spontaneously, trustfully listen to what is told them and believe. Children are not skeptics. They are not agnostics. They are not critics. They trust. They believe. What a precious virtue to cultivate in our own lives. Docility, especially to the whisperings of God, who is constantly teaching us. And here, of course, before the divine pedagogue, we are all children. One reason there must be an eternity, because, though we don't quite mean this, it will take eternity to learn all there is that God has to teach us. Meaning, we shall never learn it all, because we shall never become God. But while God has so much to tell us, it all depends on our readiness to learn. And here I would say and single out especially humility of mind. The worst thing in our relationship with God on this level is an I know it all attitude. Because we don't know it all. The more you learn, when at the age of 37, I was finally told, that's the end of your formal education. As I've told people, the more you learn, the more, if you're honest with God, intellectually humble you become. It means, therefore, to be willing to learn from God, and here's the hard one. The willingness to learn from God, not, of course, as though God will, though of course he might, send us his own divine angelic messenger. Normally not. Normally God teaches us through the circumstances of our daily lives, especially those most painful circumstances called other people. That's where we tend to be less than docile. open us then to God's teaching us, especially through all whom He places into our lives. It is great, great wisdom to be so disposed as to be ready to learn from, and I mean it, everyone, from the youngest child to the oldest, speaking to religious, golden or diamond jubilarian. Finally, children, it's a strange word, but I like it, are wonderful. Well, you have a long pause between wonder and full. They admire everything. They are lost in admiration at so many things that, as we know, parents have quite a time, as I've watched them, in order to be able to put this into homilies. How long it takes a parent, for example, to go through an ordinary department store with a child, say, at her side. Curiosity, wonder, admiration at the most commonplace things in life. It is a God-given instinct that sadly, I am afraid, we tend to lose. This is so unfortunately true that with adults, God has to work miracles in order to arouse in us once more the sense of wonder. As though, as St. Augustine tells us, the world is not full enough of wonders already. The human eye, a flower in the field, a sunset, a voice, a beautiful sound. To be lost in admiration at the God behind all the wonderful things He's made is a grace. What Christ is telling us, that we should cultivate by grace, what children have by nature, and must be able to speak with God and to talk to God all day, because everything around us, within us, speaks to us of the wonders of God. If only we, and for most of us, I think we have to recover the ability to see God, the great and beautiful Creator, in the things He places into our lives. Let's ask Him then, who told us to be like children, to be indeed childlike by grace in our sincerity with others and with Him, in our docility, being able to learn whatever He wants to teach us. I am afraid, if God graded us as students, most of us would fail in reporting back to Him on all that He wants to teach us. and to give us that sense of wonder which children have and we should repossess to see the great God in the least things of life. Please God, like the children of His day, He will also bless us because we too have become childlike. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.